you guys compile every year a consumer complaint index on insurance companies that are working in the state of Missouri. How many companies do you compile this index on?
The complaint index is compiled of information from over 1,000 insurance companies doing business in Missouri. Obviously, not all those companies are domiciled in the state of Missouri, but the information collected is based upon over 1,000 companies business in the state.
But I suspect a handful or so probably control a majority of most of the insurance coverage in Missouri, wouldn't it? Would I be right?
You're exactly right, Bob. Whenever you take a look at the carriers for any given line of insurance, whether that's property, casualty, life, health insurance, whenever you take a look at about the top 10 carriers, once you get down to about number 7 based upon market share, you're looking at those 7 carriers controlling probably 60-70% of the market and maybe even higher in some of the other lines of business here in the state.
Do you find the numbers change very much with these companies?
As far as the market share, you may have one or two companies that switch places on any given year, but those major players that are in the market pretty much stay major players in the market during any given three-year period, which is what that complaint index is based upon, is a three-year average.
So who are we talking about here as part of the top 10? State Farm, Prudential, Allstate?
As far as the property and casualty market is concerned, they're names that you've heard of. They're State Farm, they're Allstate, they're American Family. Here in Missouri, that would include shelter insurance as well. Those are your big players in the market. As far as the health insurance market is concerned, obviously we're talking about Blue Cross Blue Shield. We're talking about United. All those top carriers are going to be names that most consumers have heard of.
Well, do the ratings change very much on them from year to year? I just checked a few of them. I haven't checked past years, but I just checked a few of them. So do the ratings change very much?
It's not going to be a huge deviation from year to year. What we see, Bob, is that some years there are obviously more complaints, especially whenever you get into the fact that Missouri's had a number of natural disasters over the past few years. You're going to see the complaints rise, and so you're going to see somewhat of a slight deviation, maybe from year to year. But it's not a huge deviation from year to year of that complaint index, and the complaint index obviously being based upon a market share, how many complaints are received for that particular market share, and how much premium that company has written in the state of Missouri. We just don't see a huge deviation from year to year.
Does the survey have any impact on how the insurance companies handle themselves or conduct their own business?
That's probably a question that's better posed to them. The complaint index is obviously one tool that consumers can use to decide if they want to do business with any given carrier. It's public information. It's run on a three-year average, and so carriers obviously can take a look at that as well and judge for themselves if, because they have a higher complaint index, will that lead consumers away from the company or to shy away from that particular carrier? It's certainly possible. And companies may take a look at that and decide maybe we handle complaints in a little bit different way, or we handle claims in a little bit different way. But certainly something that's available to them and available to consumers to use.
Is this something consumers could use as a buyer's guide, or should they use it as a buyer's guide, do you think?
I think that it's one tool that's available to consumers. Consumers can use this to decide if they want to do business with me, but they should probably couple it with other factors as well. A company that has a higher complaint index, that generally means that they've received more complaints for their market share than average. And so with 100 being the average for any particular company, consumers can take a look at that and decide for themselves if, based upon that number, if they want to do business with that company. But again, I think it's just it's one tool in the arsenal that's available to them to decide if they want to do business with a company.
How do people file complaints with you? How do you compile this information, I guess, is what I'm really asking.
Right. Consumers have a number of different options as far as filing complaints with us. The majority of complaints are filed through a phone call with us, but consumers can file complaints by online. We have an online complaint tool. They can also download a form and fill that complaint form in and send it in to us. We gather those complaints and over 4,000 complaints, I believe, last year we received. And we compare that to, for any company, we compare that number of complaints to that company's premium volume. And those numbers are plugged into a formula that we use. And that complaint index is then the product whenever we plug those numbers in.
Are there some common complaints that kind of cut across all companies and all categories?
Sure. Every month we track what the most common complaints are. As far as property and casualty, certainly unfair settlement ranks right up there at the top, one or two during any given month. Often consumers will call us and state that their vehicle has been totaled, and what the company is offering them as a salvage for that vehicle is unfair to them, they believe. And so that's a very common complaint. We then gather the information from the consumer, and we reach out to the carrier then to ask them how they handled this complaint. And once we receive that information, we then take a look and see that if, number one, if the consumer has been treated according to statutes and regulations that govern that company's treatment of the consumer. And we also make sure that the carrier acted according to the contract or the policy that's been agreed upon between the carrier and the consumer. And if we find that the carrier has not acted according to that policy, or if they've not acted according to statutes, we work with the company and kind of work between the company and the consumer to try to find some middle ground or that we can agree upon. Sometimes the company has done everything according to statute and according to regulation, according to the policy. And unfortunately, sometimes there's not a lot that we can do. And we still reach out to the consumer then and try to help them to understand their policy and where our authority actually lies.
At the start of the interview, we talked about the number of natural disasters Missourians had faced in the last year. Do the complaints go up noticeably when we have a major disaster or a series of disasters in a fairly short time?
There is an increase, Bob, in the number of complaint inquiries after a natural disaster. Last year to date, after the Joplin tornado, we've been able to report for consumers over $5 million, almost $5.5 million. So the number of complaints and inquiries in our office does increase after a natural disaster, and I think that's probably common sense. It's natural to think that way, that because there are going to be more claims during the period, the uptick of calls to our office is going to happen, and we're there to help consumers with that. And again, $19 million we were able to give back to consumers last year through our complaint mediation process. $5.5 million of that attributable to the Joplin tornado.
I suspect part of it too is that when somebody is hurting like this, they want to be made whole as soon as they possibly can be, and if they're not, then it's easier to get their nose out of joint a little bit about things.
That's exactly right. And if there's an inconvenience to the consumer, whether they're without their vehicle or maybe they're having to stay in a hotel because their residence is inhabitable, they want a resolution as soon as possible. And so that's when we really encourage consumers, if they are having problems with their insurance company, to reach out to us and see if there is anything that, that we can help them with. But it is an inconvenience whenever consumers have to go without a vehicle or they have to incur the expense of a rental car, or they're living in a hotel, or their residence is just inhabitable. And so during those times, really going to try to advocate on behalf of the consumers and try to find some agreeable middle ground between the insurance carrier and the consumer so we can get them back to whole.
Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you think we need to mention here other than where people can find this information?
That's exactly what I was going to provide, Bob. I invite consumers to take a look at our website. It's insurance.mo.gov. Or give us a call. We have a toll-free hotline into the department. It's 800-26-7390. If it's after hours, the consumer can leave a message, and we will get back to them within business day. But we have a staff of highly trained individuals that stand at the ready for consumers whenever they contact us.
Are you often called upon just to mediate?
Whenever we're called, what we're going to do is we're going to gather information from the consumer, and we're also going to gather information from the company. And certainly what we're going to take a look at is to make sure that the company acted according to the contract or the policy. But regulation, we don't have the authority to make a consumer or to order a carrier to actually pay. But what we can find is maybe some middle ground that the consumer and the company meet and see if we can't get a claim paid, whereas maybe it was first turned down.